It might snow in Vermont this weekend. Finally, a storm is predicted for the eastern U.S. No snow yet, though. Pretty much all winter, in fact, all across the Northeast and the upper Midwest. This has been the warmest January on record for the United States, and that has meant trouble for organizers of winter events. Vermont's annual snow carving competition has been replaced with an ice carving contest. And to get that ice, they had to go all the way to Canada. They imported 30,000 tons of it. Troy Hedrick is a stonemason who's competing in the ice carving. He plans to carve a clown car out of the ice block. It's a change from his original plan for a snow sculpture.
We had a beach blanket bingo kind of theme for the snow, but had to scale way down and do something a little more compact.
A clown car is scaled down?
The clown car, oh yeah, because we can, you know, hopefully turn this cube of ice into some nice swoops and curves into a cartoon-like looking car with some big clown heads poking out of it.
How big is it?
It's 4x4x4.
Snow and ice is just so different. I mean, snow, you can do what you want with it. It's compact. It's almost like dealing with clay.
Yeah, and if you make a mistake, you can just put more snow on and carve it back. Here, if you make a mistake, I think you got to kind of change the design. So it's a little less forgiving.
So that clown car may ultimately be something else.
Maybe a unicycle.
Well, Troy, it's been great talking to you.
Great talking to you.
That's Troy Hedrick in Burlington, Vermont. Meantime, in Minnesota, they've had to cancel the second annual Frozen Lake Festival on Lake Ripley. Chris Lenz is the executive director of the Litchfield, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce.
The first year and again this year, we had hoped to have the family fishing contest.
Ice fishing.
Ice fishing, yep. The other thing we had was snowmobile drag races and snowmobile radar runs.
What's a radar run?
Well, a radar run is kind of like if you wanted to see how fast your car could go, you'd run it down the track and say, that does 92 miles an hour. And they do that with snowmobiles, and we have a radar gun at the end of the track, and then it indicates how fast their snowmobiles went.
How fast did it go?
The snowmobile drag race people, they went 140 miles an hour, and that's something to witness.
On a snowmobile?
On a snowmobile, on ice.
Well, when did you know that you'd have to cancel the 2006 event?
Well, in talking with the snowmobile drag race people, they said you've got to have real quality ice because as fast as those sleds go, if you've just got slush on top, these snowmobiles will actually dig themselves right through the ice and into the water.
And you certainly don't want that.
The other thing we were kind of excited about this year is we added schmoose races.
I want to make sure I caught that. Schmoosh?
Yeah. It's spelled S-M-O-O-S-H.
Just like it sounds. What is it?
I talked with our Frozen Lake Festival committee, and they said, you know, schmoose races were popular up in International Falls. So I called up there and talked to the chamber manager, and they said, oh, yeah, schmoose races are wonderful. What you do is you take an 8-foot-long 2x4, two of them, actually, and then you get a team of four people, and they strap their feet to these 8-foot-long 2x4s, and they race from the starting line to the finish line.
So this is like a cross-country ski race,
right,
but like
exactly.
A three-legged race with cross-country
exactly.
skis.
With four people on there, yeah. One of the rules is you have to tie your feet on there with rope. You know, you can't staple your feet on or something. And they were getting kind of excited about that. Now we'll just have to bottle up that excitement for an entire year. That's going to be tough.
Well, Mr. Lenz, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Take care.
You bet.
All the best to you.
Yeah. And we'll let you know next year if and when this happens.
Chris Lenz of the Chamber of Commerce in Litchfield, Minnesota, where they had to cancel their Frozen Lake Festival for lack of a frozen lake.